Welcome to your Harvey County Digital Legislative Update. I am your host, Lance Gormley. Our guest on the program today is 72nd Kansas House District Representative Avery Anderson. For those of you living in Harvey County, you've probably heard of Representative Avery because he's just might be one of your elected officials. Let's welcome to the program Representative Anderson. How you doing today, Representative?
Doing well, Lance. Thanks for having me.
Good, good. I know the minute that I say the gavel hits, and you sing Home on the Range, you are running from that time forward in the legislative cycle. So how you holding up?
That's right. Yep, we got off and running last week. We all got sworn in. Some watched the governor's inauguration, and we were going. It started off slow. We started off with some committee hearings. But we're not on the floor too much until some legislation gets through committee. So first couple of weeks a little slower.
Okay. What, just for Harvey County, what committee are you on, or committees are you on currently?
Yeah, so I was on four committees last year, and I'm on three this year. Completely new committee, so I'm learning again, kind of like a freshman. I sit on. I'm chairing the Transportation and Public Safety Budget Committee this year, which is a subcommittee to appropriations. And then I sit on the transportation policy side as well, and then appropriations. So those are my three committees.
Okay. And so kind of explain a little bit of what that entails. Like when we talk about how bills work their way through the legislature, obviously a lot are brought up, right? And then certain ones get placed in certain committees. So when a bill comes to your committee, then what takes place at that point? Like, what are some of the things that might come up under your wing, I guess?
Sure. So really, my out of my three committees, my policy committee is transportation committee. So we may have some electric vehicle legislation come up, and anybody in the state could request for a bill coming up, and it could be introduced by any member. If it comes to the committee, we'll hear it one day and discuss it, and then debate it at a future meeting and vote on it. If it passes favorably by a simple majority, it goes to the full House chamber, and then passes there, gets sent over to the Senate. My budget committee is a little different. In my transportation budget committee, we have 13 budgets. We're waiting until about February 1st. The budget was just rolled out into last week, and so research and the revisers are working to break down the budget and get it to our committees. So I have 13 budgets that will work in my committee. Kansas Department of Transportation, Kansas Department of Corrections, KBI, those are some of the bigger ones. But have 13 of them, and we'll have the agency come in and tell us what they think they need, and then we'll hear what the governor recommended, and then we'll debate it in our committee and decide what we think is best, and in the subcommittee then we'll come out of it with a recommendation where we'll show that to the full appropriations committee. And then do the whole thing again. Appropriations will hear it, debate it, and then work all of the budgets together to get one big budget at the end of the year.
That sounds like a very complex process, and you get to be right there in the middle of it. Is there anything right now that's kind of cropping up that looks to be maybe something that will get a lot of attention? Or something that seems to be is going to be discussed? I know I've been reading a lot, and you mentioned the electric car situation. Is that something that's really going to have a lot of discussion this legislative cycle?
Yeah, that seems to be one in the transportation committee that'll get some that'll catch some conversation. But that's, you know, I think we have 25, 26 committees. And I sit on three of them, so there's a lot of legislation going around Topeka that I won't necessarily see right off right away, because there's a lot of committees that'll meet and do the same thing. They'll hear the legislation, debate it, pass it out. And then folks that aren't on the committee, we see that when it comes to the floor.
Very good. And then just for the audience, about what's kind of the timeline on that? Like right now you're in committee, there's some things coming across that'll narrow a little bit over the next month or so or a few weeks. And then at what point in time will you start gradually moving into a situation where you can debate or talk about certain things on the floor? What's kind of the timeline?
Sure. So I know that there's policy committees that are meeting this week, and they're going to start hearing legislation and probably passing it out. Could be as early as next week, and then we'll be on the floor debating that a couple days later. So
okay.
we could be debating legislation on the House floor next week.
Very good, very good. That's a lot of good information for people. According to as things are progressing, you hit on something I think is kind of interesting. You explained in detail sort of this process that takes place that I think a lot of people don't understand is very, very complex. When dealing with issues that come up initially on a committee, how many bills, just to give me a rough estimate of if you're on a committee and you said there is a lot of legislation that then comes forward, about what percentage of bills that come up, make it through a committee that then see the House floor?
Sure. Depends which committee it is.
Okay.
It's completely up to the chairman of that committee, and leadership has some say in that as well. But I would say, 10% moves through.
Okay.
There's a lot of bills introduced. And I say 10% moves through a committee, and then it goes to the floor where,
yeah,
it either gets an up or down vote and sometimes fails. So, to get legislation all the way through the process takes a lot of time and very difficult. So it feels like a really slow process sometimes, especially if it's something that you're really passionate about.
Yeah, yeah. And then I know you. I know that you're somebody I personally can say that if I've sent you an email, you've responded. If I've tried to call you, you've responded. And I really appreciate how open, transparent, and available you are to people in the community. I just want to say that outright.
Well, I appreciate that. T-Rep.
A lot of people are looking at what's going on in Topeka this year. I know that there was a large, we have a surplus. I know that's being talked about. What are you optimistic about maybe some of the direction of what's going to happen this legislative cycle with the legislature being to work together in unity to do what's best for Kansans?
Yeah, I'm extremely optimistic. Coming in, we've got a new leadership team, completely new leadership team, and I think that they work really well together. Our new speaker, Dan Hawkins, he's been he was kind of the front runner all summer, so he's known that he was gonna get this job, and that gave him a lot of time to prepare and get ready for this session. We really hit the ball running this year because he knew he was walking into it, so he was able to work with Senate President Ty Masterson all year long to prepare on what to do.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I'm very optimistic. I appreciate you coming on, Avery, and doing this legislative update. I know that we'll be doing this probably every couple weeks, so that way people in the community just get to hear directly from your voice and what you have to say and think. You got anything else for us, Avery? Take the floor, man, before we wrap this up.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back. I really appreciate the 72nd District for allowing me to serve again. It's a huge honor. I will say, while I have you all, that my office did change this year. I'm still on the fifth floor of the Capitol, but if you come to visit me, I'm on 561 West now. My email is avery.anderson@house.ks.gov. And I try to give my personal sellout to anybody who wants it, 316 217-1108. Email me, call me anytime. I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible.
Thank you very much, Avery, for all your hard work. We appreciate you here in Harvey County. Well,
all right. Thank you, Lance.
Absolutely. Our guest on the program today was 72nd Kansas House District Representative Avery Anderson, and I was your host, Lance Gormley. Tune in or tune out.